So this is the newbie bloggers group, and Debbie and I are talking about what we have going on in our lives. And of course, as we all know, lives can get really busy with everything coming at us. And I was just saying that when I was writing a magazine article for Chris Borja, sometimes that next quarter would come around so quickly that I would think I don't have time to sit down. And because for those of you that are writers, you know that good writing takes time. Because you've got the first draft and the second, and sometimes it's the third or fourth before it's finally whittled down to what you really want to say. And so I would take a blog post that maybe I had worked on, for whatever amount of time, and I would simply rework the blog post. Now, the other day, and Debbie, I don't know if you were on the call or not, we talked about how different it has to be. And the rule of thumb for those of you that are listening is that if you want to republish something, say an article into a blog or a blog into a magazine article or whatever, if you want to republish something, it needs to be 70% different. Only 30% can be the same.
So does that mean if you write a news article, no, if you write the news article first and then you go to put it in a blog, does that pertain to that?
Yes, it has to be 70% different if you're going to republish the same thing. Unless you say in your blog, this is an article that I published such and such a date in such and such a subscription, and I simply want to republish this for my readers here. So you can do that. So you can reuse an article, but most magazines want your article to be original. And again, one of the things is they don't want to be accused of plagiarizing a blog post somewhere. And so it's really important that you do make the change, and that you make your article 70% different. So AI can do that. And I don't know if you're familiar. And Debbie, you and I have talked about that. It really can help with your writing. It's a great tool. Just don't get too dependent on it. Don't get to where you're just using it and you're not putting your own personality into those articles because, and I use the word article. It could be a blog post or an article. But you can actually use AI to help you change it up by a certain percentage. And then the best way is to then pop it over into a plagiarizing checker and see how close it is to something else that's out there online. And
What website was that again? The checker.
well, I have to share my screen to see it, so bear with me and welcome Ruth to the call. And now I've got to move this bar here. It's called Check My Paper. And let me just open it up here. It's called customwriting.com/checkpaper for plagiarism, but it's custom writing.
Okay.
So I'm going to copy that URL and stop sharing. And I'm going to go to the chat and I'm going to paste it in the chat.
Good
So
talk.
if you want to copy that or make a screen print of it. And Ruth had just asked me for it the other day, and so I had sent it over to her. But anyway, it's a great way to double check that. And I've got a gal named Katie that's helping me on the magazine, and everybody that's written an article so far, it's gone over to Katie. And then she and I are going to work back and forth on Zoom calls and on the phone while I'm in Florida, because our flight leaves tomorrow. And so we're going to be down there for 17 days, I think. Yeah, this is one of our longer trips. But we've got two big weekends while we're there. Normally we're only there over one weekend. This time we're there over two weekends. And one weekend we are going to see our friends up in Spring Hill. The other weekend, it's still kind of up in the air, but we're supposed to drive over to Miami to see Wendy. But we'll see. We'll see if that one happens because she's got some things that have come up. Yes, Debbie.
She sent out an email yesterday. You better check with her. She's on vacation because she has COVID.
Oh, I missed that one. Oh no, I haven't looked at my emails yet today. Oh no. Okay,
Yeah.
well, That solves that.
Yeah, so she was like postponing her writing.
Okay, I get it. Yeah, I haven't even looked at my computer yet. This is the first I've sat down in front of my computer today, because I've had a full house here, leaving this morning. So I've been hurriedly, doing laundry and getting rooms flipped and all that, because again, our flight leaves tomorrow at noon. So yeah, I haven't looked at emails yet. So that's good to know. Yeah, good to know. So it looks like we might have a little more free time in Florida after all, which Mark's going to be happy with because he really wasn't looking forward to the 4 hour drive over and the 4 hour drive back. He says, that's a whole couple of days, out of our trip down here. He said, just to drive to Miami and back. And he said, it might be better. He said, if you'd schedule something with Wendy, and he said, and we would just fly straight into Miami from Columbus.
Well, be glad you're not.
Yeah, and stay for a weekend and then just fly home instead of trying to make the drive. Because the drive is what gets him, is all that driving. Because I don't know if you've driven across the state in that direction, but there is nothing in between Fort Myers and Miami. Now, if we come down the coast on the Gulf side down to Fort Myers, there's lots of little cities. You've got Osprey in there and you've got Venice in there, and there's places to stop and you can go along out on the beach. And, so you can make that a nice little day trip. But then by the time you leave Fort Myers and head into the middle of the state and you're just driving 4 hours, it is just nothing but swampland. I mean, there is nothing to see. It's just a road with a fence on both sides and swamp as far as you can see. And you just drive for 4 hours, and it's really, or more, and it's just really kind of a boring drive. And we've got a used vehicle down there. It's not a new vehicle. So Mark, but we've got our bikes, but we don't want to bike out in that area because in the swamp area there, in between right in the middle of the state, alligators are everywhere. And so Mark is like, okay. He said, this, we'll do it. He said, if you need to do it, but he says, not my favorite thing. So anyway, but we're trying to get our condo rehabbed. And so that's one of the things that we've been furiously working on. And he even talked about letting me go over to Wendy's and he would stay behind and work on the condo. So we'll
Well,
see.
now you got extra time to do that,
Yeah, so we'll
because
have a
if she's got it, you're not even going to want to go.
No. And if she's, and if she is, she's going to get behind in everything that she's doing, and it is going to take her a minute to get caught up anyway. So yeah, good to know. Yeah. No, I haven't checked emails yet. So anyhow, use this custom writing, pop whatever you're writing in there and it will give you a, an idea. So Debbie, do you have the AI already on your computer?
Oh yeah, I've been using it.
Okay, so you have it.
I love it.
Okay, so have you written anything recently? Have you done a blog for your blog site yet?
No, but I liked your idea, because that's one of my projects I've got to do this week. My article in Nikki's magazine came out yesterday.
Oh, good, 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 good.
Yeah,
Do you have the
so
link? We would love to support you in that.
okay. I'll find it while we're chatting.
Okay. Well, in the mean, well, go ahead. Go ahead. Finish your thought.
And what I found, kind of like what you said, you can take a portion of what you're writing and pop it into AI, and it'll give you a better version of what you're trying to say. And I forgot about the check my article, but I figured, so much of what I was doing was so personal that I didn't really need to check it. But one Sunday I came home from church, and I didn't have pictures. Not so I went around the house, and I mean, I don't have a profile picture, so I put myself in front of our big section of sunflowers, and I just used some little pictures around the house, and just gave it to them and, you know, here, use it the way you want. And so it came out, well, actually, it came out on Saturday. And I was so excited. We had a family dinner Saturday night. Lori was up from Charlotte. And so I kept it a secret. And when we were all sitting there in a big group, I kind of said, I got an announcement. And I pulled out the article and I said, I would like you to see that your mamaw has just whatever I said. You know, isn't it funny how when you're there, you just say the words? But anyways, I shared it with them that I had my first article and I showed the pictures. And because my section was me in my house, that was the first one. And so I made sure I took a picture of the house from the garden, which gave it a kind of a better angle. And I have a flag in the garden or in the flowers that says welcome. And I have a bunny rabbit cement thing and in the
I love it.
flowers. And I have an angel that's on my porch. And they found the greatest ways of using the pictures. And I was so pleased with the layout because this was
Good.
much bigger than than the first one I did. And all my family was just so proud of me, it seemed, and happy. And when I was getting ready to leave, my grandson came up to me and he gave me the biggest hug and he goes, Mama, I am so proud of you. And that was like,
I love it. I love it.
oh.
And let me be the first to say in our group how proud we are. You are published. You are a published author. When you publish your first article, blog post, whatever, you are a published author.
Yeah.
So,
Well, thank you. But so you gave me the idea that I can go in and I can make some blog posts. Because I at the end I gave a section on fairy gardens and me and my grandkids. And so there's a blog post right there, the way it was.
Now, do you have and let me do this. I'm gonna come up here and make you a co-host. And I'm also, for those of you that are listening in, I'm just clicking on the pictures of Debbie and Ruth, and I'm making them co-host as well. Once I make them a co-host, they can also share screen and that sort of thing. And they don't have those privileges until I make them a co-host. So, Debbie, do you have, let me ask you a series of questions. Number one, can you find your article in your Word document that has that paragraph about fairy gardens? And number two, can you also open up your chat GPT, your AI? And then we'll well, you can always check later for the on the check your paper because I don't know that you've found that. But if you can highlight in the chat, copy and paste that URL that I put in our chat just now, you can open up that page as well on your Windows. Those three pages, your original article, chat AI, and this plagiarism. Can you open up those three on your computer?
I am, no, there it is. I am looking for, hang on. Oh, open. Okay. And you said open up
Your
chat.
chat AI GPT, however you go to that.
I'm going to it.
Open that one.
Group me. Oh. Well, is there anything else you can talk about while I'm
Yeah. And you're looking for the chat right now? Is that the one you're looking for?
Yes.
Okay. Where do you normally save your articles once you write them? Are you putting them in Word or are you putting them over in Google Docs?
They are, well, actually, they're in my Word docs, and I
Okay.
got that one opened.
Okay, so you've got the Word docs opened.
I can't find it. Ooh. Isn't that the way? When you want it, you can't find it.
Now, my guess is that if you just open up a new window and search for it, it'll probably be there from if you said save my username and pass. I always do that when it's a site that I know I'm going to use a lot. My Microsoft wants to know, do you want us to save your username and password? I always say yes. That way I don't have to keep typing it in every time I open something.
Definitely. That's what I
But
do.
I will give everybody a little heads up too. If you are on your Windows a lot working on, and again, this is the newbie blogger. So if you're blogging and you want to use your chat and you want to use, you know, this plagiarism, check your paper for plagiarism site. What I do is you can go into your settings on your actual computer to in your Windows settings. And whenever you turn your computer on, a series of windows automatically opens up for you and keeps you signed in. And I do that so that I'm not constantly opening up windows and searching for these things because when I sit down to write, sometimes I don't have a lot of time. And again, for those of you that are listening, I do a bed and breakfast here in my home, and so sometimes I get a little busy in the mornings with guests coming and going and questions and where to have breakfast and what time is checkout, and so sometimes it gets a little busy. And so when I sit down at my computer and turn it on, I like for all of my windows that I use all the time to automatically open up.
Okay, so
You find
I,
it?
yes, I did.
Okay. So you have your Word document open and you have your Chat GPT open. Okay, let's go with those two for now. Go ahead and share your screen.
Your screen. Share. Okay, here's the magazine.
I like it. All
So
right. And oh, there it is. House, marriage, health and body, finances. Is that you at the top
yeah,
at
your
page
life
70?
isn't over at 70.
Okay, that's your article. Okay. Oh, how interesting. Now, can you go to the actual Word document that I don't know if you can copy and paste it there, but yeah, let's see
Well,
your
here's the
article.
article.
Oh, Debbie, look how nice. Look how nice.
Well, and if I had to move it over, so because the garage door was open.
Yep. Hey, whatever, that works. That works. Now scroll down and find that paragraph.
Okay, there's my angel. There's my bunny rabbit.
Okay.
There's my
Your
sunflowers.
sunflowers. I bet you get lots of bees and butterflies too.
Oh, yeah. Then my front porch.
I like it.
Okay, so here. I would love to share a fun fact. And okay, so here it is.
Okay. All right. Can you highlight yeah, can you highlight yeah, all of that and copy that.
Yes, ma'am.
Now go over to your
Oop.
Chat GPT.
A minute. Okay,
Then go over
now,
to your chat.
wait a minute. First, I have to go.
Nope, you're good.
Okay, so now I have to go to, where do I go to
It's
finish sharing?
however
Oh,
it,
there it
it
is.
yeah, it's however you find your chat now, whatever, wherever the window you have open for your chat, the Chat GPT.
Okay.
Yeah, just pretend we're not here. Just do it however you normally do
Is.
it.
Okay, here it is. You got it? Can you see the
Nope.
chat?
Nope, we still see your we still see the magazine.
Oh, why is it paused? Zoom share.
Since you copied it, you can even close the magazine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can, yeah, minimize that.
Okay, so now are you there?
Nope, we're still seeing your magazine.
How do you,
Do you see the chat on your screen?
Yeah.
Isn't that odd that we don't see it on ours?
That's
Click
weird.
that minus. Well, go over and X out of the magazine. See where it says magazine October 2023? Just click on that X there and just close the magazine.
Okay.
And maybe
Let's
that's maybe we'll be able to see it then. See your window at the top where it says magazine October 2023?
There. Now you see it?
Now we see it. Okay, so
Okay.
now at the bottom where it says to send a message, put in here, put write a blog post with the following. Period. And then paste what you had copied from the magazine. And
Okay.
then send. And then there we go. Scroll so we can see that. Here's your blog.
Whoa. Is that how you do that?
What do you think
Wow.
so far?
That is amazing.
Okay, so
And
there's
then
your
an
blog.
end.
Now, highlight that whole thing, not the question part, but highlight it where it just says introduction. Just start with the word, well, yeah, you can even use introduction, just that whole thing where it says creating fairy gardens, a magical bond with grandkids and nature. Just
Yeah.
highlight that whole thing that it wrote.
All the way down. There. Yes.
And copy that.
Okay.
And then go to the link at the top where it says check my paper for plagiarism.
Yes.
And then paste it in there where it says paste your text here. Up higher.
Up here.
Right.
No.
Nope. Down where it says paste your text. Yeah, right there. Paste it in there. And then click that little box where it says by clicking, you agree to the terms. And then check. Now it's checking out across the internet to make sure that you didn't plagiarize anybody else's blog post. Now, my guess is yours is going to come back 100% because you wrote it.
Yeah.
Now, the fact that it is published, part of that is published in the magazine, it's 73% is unique. And scroll down where it says text matches. Let's scroll down a bit. And let's read that. Okay, it says that there now it says that some of what you wrote is in this article. But if you scroll back up, there's very few paragraphs, no paragraph. See, it's just a sentence or a word. They've used the word whimsical. They've used the word fairy gardens. Well, you're talking about fairy gardens, and whimsical is a very common word that's used when you're describing fairy gardens and enchanting and miniature gardens and delightful. These are all very common words. So even though it's 73% uniqueness, it still qualifies for you to publish this. Because these, it's not like a whole paragraph is pink that you just copy and pasted somebody else's paragraph. Do you see how to use that?
Yes, so I understand that what you're saying is it's
So
the
you're good.
wording.
Yeah, so you're good. Now, if that whole thing were highlighted in pink, then this plagiarism checker would be saying that you copied somebody's entire paragraph.
Okay. And so
See
I
that?
really don't need to change anything because,
No,
like you said.
because these are just, like the word succulents. I mean, you use that in when you're describing fairy gardens. So
Yeah.
you're good there. Ruth had her hand up. Ruth, what is your comment?
Ruth, there you
I
go.
have to get
He's there.
unmuted. Yeah. I have to get unmuted and on video. So the plagiarism checker, that's my question. Even if I wrote it, it's still going to say it's plagiarism.
Well, even if you wrote it, if you use words that somebody else used. Now, here's an example.
I'm going a different direction.
Oh, you're saying
I
if you
mean,
wrote the article, yeah, if you've published somewhere else, it's going to say that you're plagiarizing your own work because you wrote it somewhere else.
right. So you do have to
Yes.
be careful about that.
If you want to
So,
publish again. Now, if you're going to put the same article out there and you're just saying that this is an insert from an article that I wrote last year and I want to share it, then you're not going to sue yourself, so you certainly are allowed to do that. But you wouldn't
you
want
could
some.
sh what? So you could share parts of it on social media.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. One of my examples, though, about common phrases is I'm in the whole real estate community, and when you're in the real estate community, you're always talking about interest rates and acquisitions and a landlord, and so these are words that anybody that ever writes about real estate are going to use all of those same words. And so whenever I write a real estate article, it's always spotted full of pink like this because I used words that 14 other authors used when they wrote their real estate articles because it's what the words are. So I
Yes.
don't want you to confuse that and say, oh my gosh, I got to rewrite this whole thing because it shows I'm copying somebody's. So you see where I'm going with that. And somebody here, if you look at the magazine, it was nourishingmyscholar.com, exploring fairies and fairy gardens with kids. And so somebody wrote an article and they used some of the same words that you're also using, which is okay. And then there's another blog. There's a fairy garden starter kit and anyhow, here's my point. You see the percentages there.
Yeah.
It's only when they're saying you used more than 70% of their material that it's a problem. They're saying you used 15% of the first one, you used 10% of the second one, and then 7 and 7. And so you're good because, again, the words are the same. How else do you say fairy gardens when you want to say fairy gardens? And I'm sure all four of those articles use the words fairy gardens. You see where I'm going with that. Just like when I'm selling real estate. Anybody that ever writes an article on real estate is going to use the words real estate and acquisitions and interest rates and mortgages. Those are the words. So you're good. That's my whole
Well,
point.
and of course, everyone's going to use the word with your, and
Exactly. Yes.
that's interesting. I would have thought that I was had done something wrong, but the way you shared and explained it, I realized, oh, okay, I did a good job.
You did. You did. You did. So I just wanted you to see how to use that so that you don't freak out when you go, I didn't copy that. Why are they telling me I copied somebody else's stuff? So
Exactly.
that's why. So now if you wherever you save articles, because you now have copied this one, go back to and don't lose anything yet, but just go open up the window where you save stuff into your Word documents. Where you're going to create a new document. I'll say it
Okay.
that way. Pretend like you're going to create a new document and go to the
Okay.
tabs at the top and open up a tab, clear at the top of your windows, open up a whole where the little plus button is up next to the chat GPT, open up a whole new window, and then now open up your documents, wherever you save documents.
Okay. Is that, yeah. Can you see that?
Nope, not yet. I just see your page where. I mean, I see where you've opened up a new window, but I don't see your documents yet.
Okay, hang on.
It should give you a list of your document names where you're, it's when you type and save a letter or save a document somewhere. I think you said you did it in Word.
Yes. So you don't want to see my folders. You want to
No,
see.
if you were going to sit down right now and type me a letter or type a new article, where would you go?
Word.
Okay, go there.
Okay, I'm in Word. Did you find
Okay,
see
and
that?
I don't see it. Click clear over, see all your windows up there? Click over on the one that says Word. Clear to the left, top, very top left. Next where it says join Zoom meeting, and then over to the left of that, is that a Word? Is that your Word document? On over the other way.
Whoop.
Clear is.
Nice. I've got this. Oh, I could move that. There we go. Trying to figure out where to get rid of that thing.
Yeah, I. That's your check your plagiarism. Then there's your Zoom meeting. Is that Word right there? Click on that one.
This one here is my email.
Oh, that's your. Okay. I don't see your
Yes.
Word.
Hang. New share. Hang on. How's that? Did
There we
that
see it.
work?
Okay, now see where it says blank document? Go ahead and open up a document like you're going to type something new.
Okay.
And then paste again. And that whole the whole thing that we typed in ChatGPT should be there.
There we go.
Okay. So there is your blog post. Okay?
Gotcha. Okay.
So now you want to name that. You want to save that as your Fairy Garden blog.
Can you hear my cat? Okay, it's done.
Okay, so that is your blog. So now when you're ready, you're gonna go because you already have it written and you've already checked for to make sure it's an original for you, even though we knew it would be. Now you are going to simply because you've already have it copied and pasted. So now, if you're not going to copy anything in between, you could now go right over to HostGator, open up your blog, and paste it in there, and that would be your first blog.
Cool.
But I don't know how quickly you can sign in to your
Good.
HostGator.
It's a job.
Okay, I know that you and I both struggled with getting in, and Ruth and I did on hers too. But anyway, you now have a blog post ready to go. All you have to do is add a picture, and you probably have some pictures already in your gallery of some fairy gardens that you've actually made. So you already have your picture.
Yeah.
You can even go back to ChatGPT. As a matter of fact, go up to the little minus sign and let's minimize this. And that'll just kind of put it at the bottom of your screen if you click on that.
I did. Here's my chat GPT.
Nope, yeah, I'm gonna see now for some reason we don't see that. It's not showing up. You've named it blog, so go ahead and X out of that because it's not letting us see your chat.
Okay, out.
Yeah, I don't see your chat.
Wow, this is weird.
I still see your blog in Word there.
Resume share. Oh. So what did we want to look at?
We want to close the Word document, if you can close it all together, because it's not letting us see your screen. There we oh, now we lost you. Okay, go back to the screen share again and open up your chat. And I want to show you again how easy this is.
Okay, now what do you want me to open? Oh,
Share, yeah, share
just
your
share.
screen. Yeah, share your
Okay.
screen. And then go to your chat GPT, however it is you get to your chat.
I'm going this way. It's easier and
Yeah,
quick.
whatever. Yeah, whatever is easy for you.
Okay, so now you can see it.
Nope, I just see your home screen still. Isn't that funny? Because usually when you share a screen, we see whatever you see. Isn't that? There it is. Okay. Now at the bottom, well, first of all, click over in the left column where it says Fairy Garden on up,
Yes.
right there. Click on that. So, and here's how chat works. You're in the same chat as when you wrote the Fairy Garden article. If you go back to the same chat, ChatGPT remembers what it wrote to you there. See, if you opened up
Oh.
another whole new chat, it would say, "What are you talking about?" But because you opened up the same chat where it wrote the article for you, it's going to remember it wrote this. So now, down where it says send a message, I want you to type, "Give me 8 tags for this blog."
Never would have thought of that.
And then what did it give you? Scroll so we can see it.
Oh, down here. Here it
There
is.
you go. Now you've got 8 tags already to put over in your blog post.
Holy cow.
Now, you all know how a tag works, like a hashtag. It's when people are searching, they might say, "What can I do for family memories?" And this blog will come up. "What can I do for teaching kids about nature?" This blog will come up. "What can I do about gardening with grandkids?" This blog will come up. You see where I'm
That
going with
is
that?
how ingenious.
So now you've got your blog post and you've got your tags. I know you already have a picture somewhere of some
Yeah.
fairy gardens, and you're ready to do your blog. Your blog is ready, just that quick.
That was easy. Really.
Yeah.
There's no excuse anymore.
Now, if you wanted to go back, because this was, we asked GPT to write this blog for you. If you wanted to copy, because again, you can't go up and edit this. You have to just tell chat to change it. But you already have copied it. You could go over to HostGator and you could paste it. And then if you wanted to do a little bit of editing on your own right there in HostGator, you certainly could. Or you could go over to your Word document if you wanted to do a little bit of editing on your own. And you could add in a couple of personal sentences. You could say, "I remember when I made my first fairy garden, this was, whatever." So you can personalize it. Because remember, I'm going to kind of segue over to our building a better business. Your storytelling is your marketing. So this is kind of a how-to on fairy gardens. But if you weave your story now in and around what GPT has already written for you and weave your story in and around it, now you've really got a great blog post. And
Yeah.
then you've already got your tags to put there. Because when you blog, there's going to be a sentence in HostGator that says, "What tags do you want to include?" And they don't give you it's not a multiple choice. You have to tell them what tag, you have to type in the tag. So you type in fairy gardens and hit enter. And then it'll let you type in a second one. And then you type in gardening with grandkids and hit enter. And you can either copy and paste these over, you can type them over. But if it were me, I would have the chat. If it were me, I would have the chat opened up on my Word, on my computer, on my you see all your windows across the top that you have open. I
Yeah.
would have chat open. I would have my Word document open. I would have my HostGator open so that
Oh.
I could click between them.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
So that then I could copy and paste it into Word. I could play with it. I could add my own little story. Then I could copy again and paste it right into my HostGator. But I would have all three open and I would say to myself, "I'm going to write a blog post today." I would then go to chat and say, "Write a blog post about XYZ." let it come up.
Wow.
Then I would say, give me 8 tags to go with this post. Then I would copy and paste that then over into Word. I would then make it my own by weaving my own story in there.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would copy and paste that version over into HostGator. And then I would go back to my ChatGPT, pick up my 8 tags, jump over and paste those over into HostGator. And now you're ready to publish a blog. And what happens is consistency is the key. And if it were me, I would give it 24 months, 2 years, because it takes 2 to 5 years for business to finally start to get some traction. And I would say for the next 24 months, I'm simply going to post twice a month, once a week, or whatever schedule works for you. And then put it on your calendar and consistently on those dates, sit down and say, open up your chat, your Windows, your HostGator, and say, today, I'm going to take a half an hour and make a blog post. Now, you already have that blog there, right?
Right.
Okay. Under where it says send a message, go back down there and say, rewrite this blog into a magazine article. I'm going to get you ahead of schedule.
Write this blog into a magazine
article.
Oh, yes.
For Christmas. Now hit send.
How cool is that?
Because you're going to write me an article for my Christmas magazine. What do you think, Debbie?
I'm blown away by this. I never would have thought of that. No, I did
now,
not.
Now remember, over here on the left column where it says Fairy Garden, you've got to be in the Fairy Garden thread for right. chat to remember what it wrote before.
Look
there's your there's your article. Your article's already written for the December magazine. Now, copy all of that.
I got a question.
Go ahead.
What does this mean? Is that a clipboard next to the thumbs up and down?
I think it might be copy. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. But copy all of that and save that into a Word document and name it Christmas article.
Where put it in my Word?
Yeah, but you got to copy it first. You got to copy the whole thing.
Wait a minute. What does that regenerated mean?
That means it'll rewrite it again. You don't want to rewrite it yet. I mean, you could if you said, oh, I didn't really like that. Let's do it again. You can regenerate as much as you want. You just want to go past that. Yeah, there you go. So copy that. And now go back to your Word, and we don't have to see it, but just jump over to Word, open up a new document, and paste that. And name it Christmas article.
Wow.
And then leave that Word document open, and I'm going to show you why.
Okay, Christmas. Okay. Okay, go ahead.
Now come back over here to chat, which we can still see, and under the message part, put give me 8 tags for this article. And send.
The people, when they watch the recording of this, they're going to get, oh, look at that.
Mm-hmm. Now, copy those and paste those at the bottom of your article. Then your tags will be saved. And just, yeah. And then jump over to the article that where you just put Christmas article, where you saved it in your Word document, just at
Yes.
the bottom of the article, just copy or paste that
Okay.
there so that you have your, that way you saved your tags.
Got it. Did that. Yeah. Well, that was amazing.
Now, you've saved it in Word, so here's what I want you to do. Before you publish either of those, one is a fairy gardens blog post, one is a Christmas article. Before you publish either one of those, go in and over in Word. You're not going to be able to do it here in chat. Go over in Word where you saved it and weave your own story in there. Even if it's just a sentence or two.
Gotcha.
Like, I remember one Christmas with my grandmother, or I remember working with the grandkids out in the garden when we first started doing fairy gardens. But weave your own story in there before you publish either one of those. But Debbie, you just wrote a blog article and a magazine article today. All right, I'm going to let you stop sharing.
Okay. Stop shipping. That was amazing, and
So, what do you
I
think about that?
Hey, Ruth, did you learn
Yeah.
anything? You cut your hair.
Yeah, I did. I like it.
Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt, but your hair is short.
Yeah, I
It
like
looks
it. Yeah.
nice.
Thank you. Yeah, I think I'm gonna really like it. I was ready for something different. So I think we cut off about 4 or 5 inches.
Yeah, it looks good. It looks great. I love it.
I still
So
don't have to do much with it. That's a
I didn't do anything to my, I
point.
just put mine in a ponytail today. I didn't do anything. So anyway. So
Mean to
anyhow.
change the subject, but I wanted to make a comment and let you know that.
So for those of you that are listening that can't see, you'll have to click over on the video version to see what we're talking about with Ruth's hair. It looks great. So give me, what is your aha moment in this one? Ruth, let's start with you. Did you get to witness everything we just did?
Yeah, I think it was good. I have a quick question though before I forget.
Sure.
And that is tags on a magazine article. I get them on a blog, but I'm not familiar with needing tags for a magazine article.
You don't normally put tags in a magazine article, but I had Debbie save those since she had them, because what's going to happen in any thread, the more you type, the more it disappears. And I had
Right.
her save those in case she decided to use that as a blog instead of a magazine article. I do
Okay,
tags
gotcha.
on everything I write just in case I want to rework it and use it again as a blog. But if you if and here's my little clue. When I publish something, I put a little asterisk next to the title. That lets me know it's been published.
I remember you saying that.
That's
Oh,
just my
really?
own little thing. When I publish something, in my documents, I want to save it in my document, but I need a way to know that I've already published that somewhere, because you don't want to republish without changing it up 70%. And so I put a little asterisk next to it, just to remind myself that I've already published that.
And so that would be a blog or a magazine article.
Yes.
Okay,
So.
yeah, it was good to see it all back to my aha moment, just to see, that process going through. And yeah, I was working on some other things, but I was paying attention to. Yeah, I used AI actually to start the magazine article that I wrote last week. And then I changed a bunch of it. I just moved it over and made it mine. But it gave me the fall stuff that would
It
have
gives
been
you,
really
and it gives
hard
you
for
a
me
nice
to pull
template.
out.
Yeah, it gives you a nice template too. Yeah.
Yeah. I even changed some of the topics, and I was trying to keep it shorter
Yeah.
rather than longer. And so I eliminated probably a third of the AI.
Okay.
Maybe not, maybe less than that. But it did really help with, getting the fall theme in there, because I think that's where I would have struggled. So
Yeah.
I would say that was the big part for me. But yeah, just seeing this in action, and I know Debbie got a lot out of it just working through it. And Debbie, proud of you for publishing in the magazine.
Yes. Yeah, thank
And
you.
I love seeing your house too.
And
The
so,
picture of your house.
yes.
yeah. So, Debbie, when somebody says, what is it that you do? You can proudly say you are an author. That is definitely part of your description now.
Thank you. And I did in the beginning of the magazine, I did write that I was because you had to do a description or what's the word?
Like a little bio.
That's it. And I said that I was, hang on. Oh, there it is. Words, here I am. Whoop. Debbie is an author, speaker, blogger, podcaster, but most importantly, a mammal of nine.
I love it. I love it. That's a
Okay.
perfect byline for you. That's
Yeah.
perfect.
Yeah.
So, Debbie, are you wearing purple? Can I tell from my camera? What color? Like an eggplant?
Yes.
Well, we must have all got the call today because we're all wearing the same color. Ruth, I think you had on something purple or eggplantish looking too.
I do.
Yep. Yeah, we must have got the call today. See, and I'm. That's funny. Oh, goodness. We're all on
Mine
the
is
same.
because it's 3/4 length. It's between a t-shirt and a long tee.
Yeah, and I'm wearing a turtleneck today because it's like, I don't know. I woke up at like 46 degrees this morning. So, yeah.
Mean, I wore a sweater to church yesterday because it was so dang cold.
Yep, I get it. I get it. Okay, so Debbie, what was your biggest aha moment today? I am so excited for you because you've got two articles under your belt in your Word documents already.
You just made by doing actually walking me through this and saying open the chat, open Word, and then open HostGator. That's huge because what it's doing is it's minimizing my time. And I think the whole thing was just absolutely eye-opening. And especially for those that are going to watch the recording, they're going to go, oh, that was easy, you know? And for you showing me how to walk through it,
Now,
it.
here's the other thing. Here's the last caveat I'm going to say. Because AI wrote it, AI only knows to go out across the internet and get information. Be sure you pop those into that plagiarizer checker
Yes,
before you actually publish.
I
So if
will.
it were me, I would have that fourth window open. I would have the AI chat open that helps me write. I would have my Word document open so that I could copy and paste it over there and then make it mine, add some of my storyline in it. Then I would copy and paste it over into the plagiarizing checker to make sure that AI didn't steal a paragraph from somebody else's blog
Right.
or article. Then I would publish. I would go
Yeah.
back and update my Word if I needed to at that point, and then I would publish. And be sure that you're 70% or more original in the
Yeah.
plagiarizer.
70% more.
Or
Okay.
more original.
Okay. Yes, I got to remember that. So. In
That's
my
kind of the
notes.
magic number is 70%.
Yes. My aha moment was the whole thing. Being able to have you like be next to me, open and do, but I did it. You didn't
Yes.
do it. And
Yeah, you can watch me do it all day long and you go, boy, Kathy makes that look easy. But, and then when you sit down to do it, you're like, how did she get that? Where did she find that? I
Exactly.
understand. I'm right there with you. I get it. And that's why I wanted you to do it. And you're going to laugh at this. Oh, I don't have it right in front of me. Actually, on my folder, I had written the last time we did a blogging class, have Debbie do a blog all the way through. I actually wrote that on my folder as what I wanted to do today. So when you were
Cool.
the first one to tune in, I was like, yay.
It was a thing.
Yeah. And Ruth, thank you for sending me the link. Ruth was on Clubhouse with me this morning, and she gave me a link to a podcast. And yeah, I had to turn the podcast off just to get on this call. I was still listening to the podcast. Yeah.
Yeah,
What
it's
was the
good.
He's really good.
podcast on?
Let me. It was in Apple Podcast, and Ruth sent me the link.
Well, I don't have
Yep.
Apple.
Yep. Well, but you know what? It opened. It opened on my phone, and I'm not in Apple either, but it opened for me to listen to it. Yeah, out of the whole thing, I'm 39 minutes in, and I've got 24 minutes to go yet, still on the podcast. So I was in the middle, and I
You
shut
got a
it off
lot
and
to
jump
go.
on here. Yeah.
Well, Kathy, I
good.
was going to say, changing subjects real quickly. Thank you for sending that link because I think I found the right website from what you said last week with that custom writing. But the screen that popped up for me is check your paper price.
Oh, okay.
So somehow you got behind and got the free deal. So thank you very much for sending that link because it
Okay.
wasn't, and I thought, I don't want this. I don't
Right.
want to check my paper price.
Did you copy the one that's here in the chat just now?
I copied it from what you sent me last week.
Oh, okay. And so you got to the right page then.
Yeah, I've got it now, and
Okay,
I
good.
checked that.
Good,
I
good, good.
checked my article, and it was good.
Yeah.
But Grammarly, like I said, told me that I had plagiarism, but they
Oh.
wouldn't tell me what without upgrading.
Ah.
And so I felt like every site I tried, I wasn't getting a free one. So that link that you've got is really good.
Okay. And then Debbie, you just now copy and pasted it, and we used it on your computer, so it is a good one.
Yeah,
Yeah,
if that's
good.
right.
Yeah.
Cool.
All
Thank you.
right. So Debbie, make a note if you lose that tab, make a note of that link somewhere so that you can find it again.
I already clicked and saved.
Okay, very good.
Tick marked
Okay, good,
it.
good, good.
Yes.
All right,
Thank you,
ladies.
guys.
Well, this has been
Bye,
good.
guys.
I hope I've inspired you to continue to write, and again, I cannot tell you enough that your tribe will find you, but you have to be found.
Yeah,
They
that's
can't find you if you're not out there. You have to make yourself available, and writing is one of the easiest ways to make yourself available.
yes, you're right.
All
You're all
right.
right.
Well, I don't know about that, but well, I'm excited. Thank you so much for joining me today. This will be uploaded into our mastermind, and I'm excited that I'm gonna be watching for Debbie's blogs to come out on her social media now.
Yes, you're right. You will.
And remember, and we're gonna get to that point that once you're ready to publish across social media, you're gonna publish a cliffhanger sentence with the link back to the blog. And that way, when somebody starts to read and you leave them hanging, they'll click to at least read the rest of the sentence, and it takes them right to your blog.
Yes.
That's how to
Oh,
get
I
them.
never forget that part.
Yeah, that's how to get them to click. So, all right, ladies, we'll talk to you next time. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Have a safe
Bye.
trip tomorrow.
Yep, we're going to be in the air for a couple hours. And then tomorrow
Yes.
night is our Ohio Writers Guild. So we've got a gal that we're interviewing at 6 o'clock tomorrow night.
Yeah, 6 o'clock is always the
I know it's a tough time. It is for me too. I get it.
All right,
So,
see you later.
all righty, bye.
Thank you. Bye.